The Cars. Let's go. Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD.
Here when you need us. Hold up. I feel like that's just my job at this point. Just saying the tagline.
Okay. Angela? I'm Caleb Jordan, and you are everybody's favorite auntie.
Exactly. And we are both here when you need us.
Oh, bingo. Only at 9 o'clock, though. That's my shift.
Okay. Well,
in the basketball
I'm
games.
Here late. I'm here. I'm here all the time. So whenever you need us, you could probably find
me. Yeah, someone's around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we need you.
And you are.
And we appreciate you.
We have Mr. Stephen Fett and Shantae Williams in the studio from the Panama City Rescue Mission. Angela, you want to take this break? You want to go ahead and lead this?
Sure.
Yes.
And so we were, you guys have a big community event coming up on Thanksgiving, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that?
So on Thanksgiving Day, which is November 28th, this Thursday, we are serving over 500 individuals in the community a hearty Thanksgiving meal. We have extended our times this year. We are beginning actually at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And our goal is to make sure that no one is hungry. Although we feed everyone every day, we definitely want folks to be able to come together and fellowship and have a family setting and join us at Rosenwald. Okay. So we're super excited to serve the community.
And you don't have to be homeless to come, correct?
Exactly. Anyone,
only hungry.
Yeah, just hungry, not hurting or homeless, right? So everyone is welcome. Bring your family. You can come eat with us, as Stephen said. You can eat twice a day. Definitely come and just witness it. Not even if you don't come and eat, it's definitely life-changing just to witness the entire community come together, break bread together, fellowship, laugh. It's a very amazing event.
Okay, and you say you're anticipating feeding over 500 people?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. The need is greater this year. We actually last year, even though Hurricane Michael hit, we still had our Thanksgiving meal. And we know again this year with the increased number of homeless individuals that we definitely need to serve, and we will be serving more.
And you did mention earlier about you had restaurants that
yes.
were involved this year.
We had over 26 restaurants sponsor this year and provide food. As Stephen mentioned, we're a lean staff, and we wanted to involve the community. And they're walking alongside us this year, and they're providing meals. I don't want to name, because then I don't want to forget anyone, but they are providing food, and we will have plenty of turkey, ham, and anything else you need on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
As well as we'll send you home with takeout.
Yes, we always have takeout boxes.
We're getting extra takeout boxes because of the amount of food. We'll be able to accommodate 1,000 people, and if less come, you get to take some home.
Yes.
Okay, and again, this will be at
Rosenwald School, right across the street from Bethel Village, if you're aware of our Women and Children's Facility. Come and join us at 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and we will be greeting you with a smile and a great smell of great food.
Okay, now.
And that's from 11 in the morning till 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yes.
Correct.
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
I'm marking my calendar right now. I'm just saying.
Come hungry. Come hungry and come with your story. We're going to be talking about stories, too.
Oh, we got to tell stories, too?
Yes.
That's right. Our we're here when you need us. Ours is... We may adopt that one. We may even adopt that. But our brand, our tagline is to rescue, recover, and restore. And if you think about it, anybody that's gone through adversity or the storm, you don't have to be homeless or have a struggle with addiction in order to experience your own story that you maybe need a little help from time to time. That's the rescue portion of our story. And then the recover is turning and going a different way or overcoming some adversity. Mm-hmm. And you know, we need help. Sometimes our best thinking that got us into a situation won't get us out, and the storm forced a different experience on people that have a story of their own, and that's the recover bay and rebuild bay. And then the restore is the best part, because then you get to look back and see how far you've come and the changes that you've made and the growth that you've experienced over over the time of overcoming the adversity.
And that's an important moment in the same way that overcoming is. The recognition of what you have achieved really makes it real. Makes it, I don't know, exist in the same space as you are right now. You did that thing and you can do anything from this point.
It just it is a tremendous boost to people's confidence, Caleb. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, because we're designed to be in community, to be with others, this is a time to celebrate how far Bay County has come from the storm. So Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we're coming into the holiday season, and it's a much different time, even though you see blue tarps everywhere, mm-hmm. still. There's still people that are struggling with displacement, mm-hmm. and we can look back and see how far we've come, yet how far we go, and celebrate together.
We've got just another moment. There was a scholarship program. The new way that things are going to be distributed and assisted. What's the information on that?
Indeed. Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate you bringing that up. What we're doing is offering the people to help us as donors support a brand new initiative with respect to our recovery, addiction recovery program, and our homeless work transition. And we are using a scholarship model where people can support others with the finances that we need in order to help them connect with the resources and the tools to change their situations in life. And I appreciate you asking about that, but you can contact us and we'll go through how we can help you with coming together with us to sponsor other folks that do need help. And we have a goal of raising $200,000 to do that here by the end of the year.
So if I'm a donor and I want to contribute, how do I get in contact with y'all?
Best way is to give us a call on the phone. And the men's number, actually that's the main number, 769-0783. And if you are interested in helping kids in Bay District schools sleep in a warm bed with their moms tonight, you can call the Women's Shelter, 914-0533, PCRmission.org, PCRmission.org. And we would love to talk with you. Volunteer as well, definitely. Any one of those numbers, if you want to volunteer. And just time, talent, and treasure. Those are the three areas that people can supply gifts to help others in our community.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to have all three?
You don't have to have all three, Caleb, and seldom does anybody. Some people have time to give. We love having people come in and volunteer their time. There's talents that people have that to help us rebuild. We could use some contractors' help with the men's side, absolutely. Because we got a lot of water damage, and we're looking at ways to have people help us with that. And, of course, the treasure. The treasure is easiest because then we get to pour that directly into supporting the programs and scholarships that we need to help the folks in Bay County.
Well, Stephen, thank you for coming in.
You're quite welcome.
We've had the Panama City Rescue Mission on with CEO, big name, Mr. Stephen Fett, and Ms. Shante?
Yes.
I didn't write the E. I put an L. That's my fault. Shante Williams here from the Panama City Rescue
Mission. We have an incredible staff, Caleb, and a wonderful community, and it takes everybody working together. We have a system approach to things, meaning that no one organization can handle everything. Mm-hmm. And so collaboration and cooperation and a sense of community and caring for each other with compassion is the way to go.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When
Thank
we come
you.
Back, it's time for our Vitamin B, the Beatles play of the day. You ready, Angela?
I guess I have to be.
Yeah, I feel you. All here on the mix.